Okay, that takes care of, so we got one, two, three, four tables. Okay. Now we're under,
Old business.
Old business.
C-10434.
This is, okay, the first case is 10,305.
Right, Julie J. Hatter, north of South Road 344, 600 feet northwest of Road 342. A variance from minimum lot requirement for a parcel. You asked me to,
Survey this.
Put this together so that, we can have an agreement between the two attorneys. I believe you've asked me to, they asked us to table this until they had some kind of written agreement. And it says here, this is from Mr. Robert Wetzel, Jr., attorney at law. Dear Mr. Rickard, please be advised that Julie H. J. Hatter, and represented by Robert V. Wetzel, Jr. and Esquire, and Billy J. and Grace M. Hitchens, represented by Tim Willard, Esquire, have entered into a license agreement conditioned upon the granting of Dr. Hatter's variance and approval of subdivision application by Planning and Zoning Commission concerning the 30.24 tenths of a foot entrance area in the northeasterly portion of Ms. Hatter's parcel. The term of the license agreement is that the Hitchens withdraw their objection to the application for a variance submitted by Mrs. Hatter. Accordingly, as indicated by Mr. Willard's signature below, the Hitchens withdraw their objection to the Hatter application. I respectfully request that you communicate this information to the board and this matter be rescheduled for a vote by the Board of Adjustment. Thank you very much for your consideration, Robert V. Wetzel and Tim Willard. Both of them signed it. Do you have a copy of this?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So they're asking us to?
I think they've effectively withdrawn the objections.
The objection.
Okay.
They want a 120-foot variance from minimum lot width requirement. I think you, you want me to read the, I'll read the minutes to you, what you did. It was for a minimum lot width requirement for a parcel. Mr. Rickard presented the case. Julie Hatter sworn in and testified requesting a 120-foot variance from the minimum lot width requirement, that she would like to construct a home for her parents, and that the home will contain 2,200 square feet, that the lot will be deeded to her parents, and that there is a tax ditch that runs through the property. Well, this is where Mr. Willard came, the attorney came in to testify on behalf of the opposition, stated that the original subdivision of the lot was created by the applicant, that she is creating a landlocked parcel, and that the property is unique by way it is subdivided, that Mr. Hitchens does not want the 30-foot road frontage to be used as a road to access the parcel, that Mr. Hitchens purchased his property in 1983 and that he's been maintaining the 30-foot of the property. In rebuttal, Ms. Hatter stated that she did not originally subdivide the parcel, that she purchased the property in 1999, and that she also maintained a 30-foot road frontage of the property along with Mr. Hitchens, and that it would create a hardship to not be able to create a road to access parcel C. That's where they came into the, this is when the two lawyers decided that they would withdraw. Tim Willard was in opposition, and Mr. Wetzel, he was representing the client. So they had no, in plain English, they had no beef with one another right now, so it's strictly up to you to make the call.
Look at that. That guy was still using that her road too. Make the loop around going back out again. Hold down, look at that.
Mr. Hitchens was in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got trees all done. He had an opening using her road too. Some in route was being used as a road. Mm-hmm. I don't see what
you said. The letters.
So good at pressing.
More or less states that you. They've withdrawn their opposition.
That's the effect of it. They worked out some side deal, and by which the objections have now been withdrawn. doesn't mean you have to grant it, just, that's just they've withdrawn their objection, that happens from time to time.
Wait, it's a moment.
All right, well, there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10305, as their objection has been withdrawn. I don't believe it will alter central character to the neighborhood. And the many like variances before.
I'll second that and add that, especially since it's a family member.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Jeff?
I said I would second that, especially since it's a family member.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,305. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried, the case is approved. Next is case